AircheckDownloads.com.
Hello. Good afternoon. The Bit in the Middle till 2:30 with Steve Arrington and Phil. So real. Steve Arrington. I still want to keep calling him Steve Harrington. Yeah. Just sounds weird, Arrington. Can't stand people who don't pronounce their H's. That's called Phil Said Real. Whatever that means. I mean, if someone says to you, hey, how you doing? And you go, wow, I feel so real. Yeah. 12:04. Hope you're having a good Thursday today. And if you are, don't worry, it's going to get worse over the next 2.5 hours. Chaka Khan, Eye to Eye. Must say good afternoon to Kay Bellwood in Croft-on-Tees, County Durham. It says the fateful hour at last is here. Indeed, another term rears its ugly head at ye old seat of learning. In other words, back to school. She says, to prepare ourselves for this terrible event, my family went out for a meal on the last night of the holidays at a nearby restaurant. And the food was marvellous and we're having a great time. Until suddenly all the lights in the place went out and there was general pandemonium for about 10 minutes while the waiters dashed around trying to convince everyone that it was only a power cut. Fortunately, all the lights soon came back on again. All that is, except the little table lamp on our table. We told our waiter, who told his friend, who told the head waiter. And the head waiter bought a new bulb, and our waiter bought a new fuse, but the lamp remained firmly unlit. Suddenly, our waiter's friend, who'd been looking puzzled, slapped his hand down on the table. Just like that. I have an idea, he cried. Well, he didn't actually cry, he sort of shouted. He put the lamp in the middle of our table and told me and my family to lay our hands on it. He, the head waiter, and our waiter lay their hands on the lamp. And when we took our hands away a few seconds later, the lamp was lit. Incredible. I was amazed and asked the waiter what his idea had been and how he made the lamp work. Aha, he said. Many hands make light work. I think that is Knockout, the new single from Duran Duran, which is also the title track from the new James Bond film, A View to Kill. Good song, that. I think it's the best thing they've done in ages. Hang on a sec. Feel a bit better now. Weather-wise, showers which have been affecting some parts of southwest England should die out and will give place to a cloudy but dry afternoon. Western areas, Northern Ireland, dry and sunny today. Eastern districts will mostly have a mixture of sunshine and scattered showers. Irish Sea smooth, Channel slight, and the North Sea is moderate today.
Let's go down to the Sunset Grill.
The Sunset Grill, which is a little hamburger joint. In Los Angeles. From Los Angeles to Pershore in Worcestershire. And Noel Fisher, who's drawn me a line, says, listen to the show at work whenever I can. It's come to my notice that people are coming up with some pretty strange, not to mention tall stories about the origins of famous songs and so. It's going to be one of those shows today. I love it when things go wrong. Like me. I've never been one to be left out of things, so I decided to write and tell you about how a very famous hit of the 60s got its title. You see, Mick Jagger and his girlfriend of the time were staying in Acton, West London, when one day Mick's girlfriend got a letter from her sister, and the letter said that she, the sister, was getting married to her longtime boyfriend, John. And in the letter was also an invitation for her and Mick to attend the wedding. Well, Mick's girlfriend was very pleased with the letter, and wrote back saying Mick and her would be delighted to go. 2 days before the wedding, Mick's girlfriend decided she needed a new hat. So she went out to the shops to find a hat she liked. And when she walked around every shop in Acton, she couldn't find a hat that was okay. Well, if the truth be known, she just didn't like any of them. She couldn't find a shop that sold hats anywhere in Acton to suit her. So at the end of the day, she went home totally fed up and not being able to find what she wanted. And as she walked in the door of the house, she was greeted by Mick, who said to her in a chirpy voice, Hi, love. Did you get your hat? To which he replied in a grumpy sort of way, no. And Mick said, well, why are you so miserable? She said, well, it's because I can't get no hats in Acton. Rolling Stones and can't get no hats in Acton. Sorry about that. I'm not really. I couldn't care less. 23 minutes past 12. Let's have today's two records as part of this week's 12 o'clock connection. And what I'll do after you've heard these two is give you the address just in case you manage to work it out. If you're not, don't worry, another two records tomorrow.
You must understand.
So if you worked out the connection, here's the address.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Gary's been in the middle, 12 o'clock connection. BBC Radio 1, London, W1A4WW. See you in a quarter of an hour, it's 12:30. In the newsroom, Frank Partridge.
Radio 1, newsbeat.
It's lunchtime, unemployment, it's still rising.
Radio 1, Britain's
favourite
music.
Hey, it's quarter to one. Welcome back to the Bit in the Middle, part two. Gary with you through till 2:30. This is an excellent new single from a band called Animotion, doing very well in America. I think it's around about number six in the American charts at the moment. It's called Obsession. Cool kids, and everybody's got to learn sometime. And before that, Michael Jackson and Farewell My Summer Love. If you want me to play your favourite two slobbies, just draw me a line with the titles to the Bit in the Middle Sloppy Bit. BBC Radio 1, London, W1A4WW. Got a letter in from Gary Codd in Stockton-on-Tees, who's actually sent me the continuing saga of the fish gag. Thanks, Codd. It's great. Two men, Adolf and Errol, decided to visit the old Wild West. So they went into the saloon to play poker with gunslinger Big Mac. So they played, and Big Mac kept winning, and in the fourth game, he laid down a flush. Money's mine, he said. Not so fast, said Adolf. A dabble. Is that a fish, a dabble? I think it is, actually. A dabble beats a flush. Cod's wallop, shouted Big Mac. You're just a card shark. Big Mac, Errol screeched. Big Mac drew his gun with the porpoise of killing them both. I'll finish you both, he said, and shot poor Adolf in the heel. Adolf in... Oh. Errol turned and shot Big Mac dead. Feeling guilty, they carried his body past the Chinese laundry, Ling Po's, to Dr. Jones's house. Doc Jones came out yawning, and the big question Errol thought to himself was, had Doc Jones been sleeping? Had Doc Jones been... Yeah. Hey, Doc, said Errol, have you had a kip? No, said the doctor. What can I do for you? But before they could say anything, Ling Po the Chinaman burst into the room. Like a number of Chinamen, Ling Po couldn't pronounce the letter R properly. Excuse me, Doc, have you seen the sheriff? He floundered. No, replied the doc. Have you asked Harry the grocer? Yes, I've asked Hallie, but he hasn't seen him either, replied Ling Po. Hallie, but, yeah. I can't take any more of this, Lenny. Gary Codd, no more please. No more fish gags, no more flag gags, no more purple gags, and no more vegetable gags. That is the end of them. No more on the Bit in the Middle. This is Go West.
Aircheckdownloads.com.